Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Tracy Kennedy, Executive Director, Catholic Charities of Wichita. Welcome to Issues 2025.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
How long have you been Executive Director?
It will be 3 years, February 1st.
What did you do before you became Executive Director of Catholic Charities?
I worked at a local Catholic parish for 13 years. I was the Director of Stewardship there and Pastoral Planning, so knew a little bit about the diocese before I came into the role at Catholic Charities.
You serve the Wichita Diocese, which means you are not limited to working only in Wichita, right?
That is absolutely correct.
What's the geographic area that you're talking about here?
We have 25 counties of south central and southeastern Kansas. So we go down to the border of Oklahoma and over to the border of Missouri.
How many people do you employ?
We have about 120 full-time employees and about 25 part-time or PRN employees.
And how about volunteers? Got any volunteers?
Oh, we have a lot of volunteers. We have, I would say, regular volunteers, probably about 115. And then we have a lot of groups who will come in and do volunteer work for us. You know, a lot of people, employers will get a group of people and come in and, you know, help us clean up grounds or things like that. So we are blessed with a lot of groups who want to help us.
And when it comes to volunteers, do you need any special training?
Well, we train the volunteers. So we just like to find out what the passion is of the volunteer, and we go from there.
And do you need more volunteers?
Of course. We always need more volunteers. I mean, you know, a nonprofit organization is, you know, the community has to come together to run it. And so we really rely on volunteers to help us out.
So like, of course, I do this show every week, and volunteers. If it wasn't for volunteers, I don't think this could function.
I agree. And I think that we're very fortunate here in Wichita. We have a lot of people who want to give back to their community.
How many people do you serve in a year, you think?
Our last fiscal year closed June 30th, and we served over 18,000 people, which was about 2,000 more than we served the previous fiscal year.
What is it average about that?
It's gone up about the same every year. I mean, we just steadily tick up. So the need is just becoming more great as each year passes.
If you look at that, how many of those are kids, children, do you think? It's a family deal. But
Right. A lot of them are children. I would say at least half, if not more. Now, don't quote me on that. I don't have my stats in front of me. But a lot of what we do, you know, at St. Anthony Family Shelter, it's a family shelter. So there's children there. A lot of people who come to stay with us at Harbor House have kids. We count the number of kids who get food from our daily bread food pantry. So there's a lot of children that we serve.
How do you fund your operation?
Good question. So we actually have three different funding sources. We have philanthropic dollars. We have federal grants and some private grants, and we also have client fees. We have three different programs that are fee-for-service programs. The rest of the 9, 10, 11, depending how you look at it, actually are, of course, free of charge and complete charity.
You got enough money now?
Never have enough money, Steve. Never have enough money. We do run a little bit of a deficit, so we're trying to figure that out. But we are, you know, we are not letting that get in our way. We're really looking at what we're doing in development and our fundraising efforts and what we can do differently to carry us through the future.
It's Catholic Charities. Are you limited to serving Catholics only?
Absolutely not. No. We serve anybody and everybody. And that's the way we've always been and we will always be.
And do these people, you say fees, do they pay something sometimes? Or?
So they do. So we have three fee-based ministries. The first is Cana Counseling. It's a psychotherapy practice. And so we do charge fees there. Now, mind you, we do have a sliding scale for clients who are underinsured or not insured. So we do provide a lot of charity there. We have Immigration Services, which is a fee-for-service ministry as well. A lot of what we do in immigration is provide legal advice and helping individuals go through paperwork that they need for immigration purposes. And then we have Adult Day Services, which is a day program for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, as well as seniors who are facing Alzheimer's, dementia, or loneliness. And that is a fee-for-service program as well.
And I'm going to ask you about those a little more specific, give some more specifics on them.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic Charities does important work in the area of domestic violence. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Tell us about, for those of us who don't know, tell us about Harbor House.
Sure. So Harbor House is a domestic violence shelter. Harbor House and the location where it is now has been around for 20 years, and we serve people who are experiencing fleeing domestic violence. So we have 12 rooms at Harbor House where we actually bring people in when they are fleeing their situations. And, of course, a majority of what we do at Harbor House is help our residents with safety planning so they can, eventually move forward in a safe manner and not have to worry about themselves or their children. So once they get to Harbor House, we work with our guests. We have case managers who work with them to help them find jobs, to help them get the resources they need. A lot of times people come to us and they literally come with the clothes on their back and the shoes that are on their feet. So we help them find clothes. So anything that somebody needs to get back on their feet, we're going to help them do at Harbor House.
And it's a secure location. How do you ensure that these people are coming, some of them, from very violent situations?
They certainly are.
And
yes,
it's dangerous.
Dangerous situation. So we are in an undisclosed secure location. We have a great partnership with law enforcement, and a lot of people come to us through law enforcement, and so we coordinate with them as far as getting people over to the shelter.
And how long does a person stay there usually, or a family?
Whatever. Sure. The program is about 6 weeks. Now, mind you, sometimes people are going to stay a little bit longer. As you know, there's a housing crisis in Wichita, and so sometimes we have people come in and they've been there 6 weeks and they've worked their program and they have all their ducks in a row, but they don't have stable housing, and so they'll stay a little bit longer. It just really depends on the individual situation of the person.
All right. And how long has Catholic Charities been doing Harbor House? Do you know when they started?
Let me see. 20, at least about 30 years.
About 30
mm-hmm,
years?
Mm-hmm,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
What is what's the SAFE project?
The SAFE project is actually a domestic violence outreach project. Safety advocacy, financial education, and employment. And that is actually a program that is funded through the DCF. And the people that we serve in the SAFE project are people whose situations are not necessarily in the worst. You know, there's no lethality that's going to happen, but they still need to escape domestic violence. They need help with safety planning. They need help finding childcare. So we serve a lot of people through the SAFE project. We actually have a different outreach program through Harbor House as well, and we serve more people in that than we do at the shelter. As you can imagine, only having 12 rooms at the shelter, you know, we're limited with the number of people that we serve there. But the majority of what we do in the community is outreach.
Do you have any statistics on that, on domestic violence in general? How many people are infected? Anything like that?
I do. I'm sorry. It's I don't have to, it right. Yeah. Our program director is great at that. I mean, if you just look at the news, it seems like every weekend you hear of something that's happening, you know, some kind of situation. So just like with all of our other needs, the instances of domestic violence are on the rise as well. And so, you know, we're trying to do our best to respond to that. Unfortunately, you know, it takes people a long time to decide that they want to leave situations. And so, unfortunately, sometimes it's too late.
Tell us about our Daily Bread food pantry.
Sure, sure. So our Daily Bread.
And your work with the Dillon stores.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So our Daily Bread food pantry is just what it is. It's a food pantry. We are open 3 mornings a week, 8:30 to 11:30-ish, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings. And we are a supplemental service to our clients. So, for example, clients come in and they need a little bit more food. You know, they have some money to go to the grocery store, but they can't buy everything that they need. So they come and visit with us once a month, and we actually have a client choice model. So people actually come in and get a shopping cart, and they get to shop the shelves at our Daily Bread food pantry.
Now, is that something they pay for?
No. Absolutely don't pay for that. So we do buy food at a discounted rate through the Kansas Food Bank to stock our shelves, and we have a lot of community partners who do food drives for us, and that's where a lot of majority of our food comes from.
What about Dillon's stores?
Well, Dillon's, the relationship that we have with them is really their community rewards program right now. So,
I think I checked that one off.
Correct.
I checked it.
You checked it.
Yeah.
So, right. So
yeah, do this.
So when people with their little card at Dillon's, you know, get to indicate their charity of choice, they can indicate Catholic Charities, our Daily Bread food pantry. And so every quarter we get a little supplemental income from that.
You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations. And our guest is Tracy Kennedy, Executive Director, Catholic Charities of Wichita. Now, I want to get a little more specific on some of these programs.
Sure.
What is Queen Bee?
Oh, that's a good question. Queen Bee is a peer-to-peer fundraising event. This is the 9th year that we have hosted Queen Bee. And basically what it is, we get a group of women together who have passion for our shelters, and they raise money for us. And so the whole idea is that the queen bee is resilient. Even though it has, you know, little tiny wings, the queen bee always survives. And so these women do an incredible job raising money for us. This year our goal is $120,000, and we are well on our way to that. We actually do every year there's one queen bee woman of the year. It's the woman who raises the most money for us. And so it gets a little competitive between the women who are participating, which is actually really fun.
So, how do they raise it? What do they do?
Gosh, it just depends on the individual, and we provide them a lot of support. Some people mail letters to their friends. Some people do social media campaigns. Some people host events. So it just depends on the individual and what they feel comfortable doing. So we will support them. If they want to do a letter campaign, they come into our office and we help them write the letters and get them ready for mailing. If they want to do social media campaign, we provide them with posts that they can you know, massage to make their own. So.
Is there anybody who's been a queen bee more than once?
We have had a couple people be queen bees more than once, but not very many. We do try to every year just get a new crop of women to come in and help us with that.
You also help seniors with the adult day services.
We do.
Tell me about that.
So we help seniors who are facing Alzheimer's or dementia or loneliness. And so we have a room over at our adult day services building, and these individuals come to us and spend their day 7:30 to 3:30 with us. And it's really a way for them to continue to socialize and engage in activities. It also is a great opportunity for families to get some respite. As you can imagine, you know, sometimes being the caregiver, it really takes a toll. And so just to have a safe, nurturing place that, you know, mom or dad or whoever can go to is just a real relief for the families.
Catholic Charities did a back to school drive, I understand.
We did.
Tell me about that. Mm-hmm. What was that all about?
We do a back to school drive every year, actually. And so, as you can imagine, we have a lot of kids who are staying in our shelters, and it's school time, and they don't have anything for school. So what we do is do a back to school drive, and people of our community donate backpacks and school supplies and shoes and all kinds of things for the kids to get them set up for what they need for the school year. This year, we also requested hygiene items because that is actually another need of ours, actually year-round, not only at back-to-school time.
I've seen that list, with my grandkids over the past few years, that when you go through the store and you see the list of, for the fourth grade, you got to have this, and it's a pretty long list.
It's a very long list.
And some of that stuff looks like it'd be pretty expensive.
Some of it is very expensive. And so we're fortunate we do have some funds that we can actually purchase some things that the kids need if we don't receive them through the donation drive. But back to literally these kids are coming with nothing, and so they might need a new pair of shoes just to go to school.
It's funny because I was just thinking of shoes. For mm-hmm. some reason, I was thinking shoes, but mm-hmm. Shoes, any other clothing that you do for them?
Or? Oh, sure. Anything that they need, we are going to set them up for success at school, most definitely. So we're going to try to support them, just like they would if they had a home life that was a little bit better for them. And, they just don't have that. And so we want to provide that nurturing environment for them. And we want them to know that there are people who care about them and who are going to take care of them.
Catholic Charities is involved with the Foster Grandparents Program.
Right.
Tell us about that.
So the Foster Grandparent Program is a program that is part of AmeriCorps. People may be familiar with the VISTA program. It's the most well-known program of AmeriCorps. But Foster Grandparents Program is basically we have seniors who are age 55 or older and who are retired. We pair them up with children who have exceptional needs. So foster grandparents, I think this year we have about 58 of them, which is an all-time high. They go into classrooms and early child care centers and also our shelters. And it's kind of like a paraprofessional situation. So they go in and sometimes they're paired with individual children and sometimes they just go in and help a classroom. So it not only, provides the grandparent with something to do, but also helps these kids who are struggling and need a little assistance.
What do they do? What do the grandparents do?
Well, it could be helping with reading. It could be, anything that kind of that classroom teacher doesn't have the opportunity to do. If you can imagine a classroom that you have 30 kids in, and a lot of these kids have individual unique needs. And so the grandparents will help those kids who have those unique needs.
Tell us about your work with the homeless.
Sure. So the majority of what we do for the homeless is we have St. Anthony Family Shelter, which is just like it sounds. It's a shelter for families. The criteria to stay there is you must have one child who is under the age of 18. And so we actually have 13 rooms there, and we help people who have been evicted and have no other place to stay. They don't have family or friends where they can go and stay on the couch. We are, first come, first serve basis. We have people who call us every single day to see if we have opening. And we're not allowed to keep a waiting list, but we are always full. Just like we do at Harbor House, when people stay at St. Anthony, they get a case manager. There's a program that we put them through. We offer classes on budgeting and parenting, help them with interviews and, trying to get jobs. And so trying to set them up. And the goal is to put them into stable housing before they exit the shelter.
Do you do anything with the Lord's Diner?
We don't, actually.
It's a completely separate deal.
Separate. So Catholic Charities is a separate 501(c).
Yeah.
Lord's Diner is actually part of the Catholic Diocese of Wichita.
Do you have services for veterans?
We do. Supportive Services for Veteran Families. It's a program that's funded through the VA. And we help veterans who are on the brink of homelessness or find themselves homeless. And so, again, this is, a lot of people who have been evicted are veterans who have served our country, and we get them into stable housing situations. We actually were invited by the VA to serve four additional counties. So now five. So we now serve 30 counties with our program, and we assumed all the cases that a community partner was taking care of. So we've kind of doubled our caseload here in Wichita.
And what are you doing in the area of immigration? There's a hot topic.
That certainly is a hot topic, right? So we help people who are going through the immigration process with legal advice. So we have caseworkers who are accredited through the Department of Justice to give legal advice to these individuals who are seeking better lives here in the United States. We have some caseworkers who are partially accredited and they can help with certain services, and others who are fully accredited who can help with more complex cases such as asylum.
And Going back over a few years, I remember the boat people from Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like Catholic Charities here was, or the Catholic Church was very active in helping them.
Most definitely.
The Catholic, what a boost to our community, those folks.
Definitely a boost to our community, right. I mean, that's been several years back. But the Catholic Church has historically been involved with helping migrants find new homes and become settled. And so, you know, we carry on that work for the church here in the diocese.
What are your major fundraisers each year?
So
do you have fundraisers?
We do have Queen Bee, obviously, is a fundraiser. We take a little different approach with our fundraising. We liked our fundraising to be a little bit more relationship-based, and so we try to build relationships with people who are interested in supporting our cause. And we find that spending time with them, offering them tours, keeping them involved with the organization is a great way for them to get to know us and then want to give back. So we spend a lot of our time doing that. We do have one event every year. It's called Night of Joy, and it's actually a gratitude event. So we invite donors who have given to us in the last 3 years to come, and they don't have to buy tickets for the event. They don't have to buy their dinner. So they come in, and we have this lovely evening to thank them for their support. And lo and behold, they always support us additionally at that event. So it works out really well for everybody.
Any special plans for Thanksgiving and Christmas, the holidays?
Sure, we do.
Is that when you really get active or what?
Absolutely do. So we raise about a third of our needs during our Christmas campaign, so the end of the year. So this year, I believe our mailing is going to drop November 14th, and it's a direct mail campaign that people will get at their homes. Of course, that will be supported by social media and emails and all kinds of different things, advertisements and print and radio and whatnot. So it's just another way to let people know what we do and who we are and hopefully garner support. This year, we really hope to acquire some new donors through our campaign. So that's a special focus this year.
You've been there in this job for almost 3 years, you say.
Correct.
What's the biggest challenge to you, to your organization?
Sure. Human resources. I did not think that would be the biggest challenge. And why that is we have wonderful people who love our mission, who work for us. A lot of times the people who work for us are people who could actually seek our services. So if you can imagine, we have people coming in who are dealing with their own things, and then we're asking them to help other people deal with their things. And sometimes that just gets a little bit complicated. So what we've been really trying to do is, one of our strategic plan priorities is to become an employer of choice and really help our employees work through their life situations. Because if they're doing well with their life and at home, then they're going to serve the people that we serve even better.
Do you have problems filling positions? Or?
Just like everybody else does, yeah. Staffing is an issue. So we
find
do.
Find them and keep them somehow, huh?
Well, and that's really the point about becoming an employer of choice, is finding them and keeping them. So what can we offer to employees that other organizations can't?
Massive paychecks.
Right, massive, massive. We wish.
So now, much you can't spend it all.
Right, exactly. Now, I will say our board is incredibly supportive of us, and so they want to make sure that we are paying a good and fair wage. And so we do pay our employees, I believe, a little bit more than some of our community partners. So that gives us a little edge up there. But, you know, we try to do things like provide just appreciation for our staff, provide extra services, employee assistance programs, and things like that. So just those little things. We're actually going to start a partnership where our employees are going to get a discounted membership at the Y, because we know how important physical wellness is.
Sure. What's exciting about the year ahead?
Oh, what's exciting about the year ahead? Well, I don't want to talk too soon, but Catholic Charities might be doing something big and special after the start of the year that has to do with our shelter. So excited about that. They've been around for 20 years, so there might be more to come on what needs to be done there.
I know what that is, a building. No.
No, it's not a building. No. I wouldn't be that calm if it were a building, Steve. Yeah, so.
Yeah, you're going to hold that one back, huh?
Going to hold that one back a little bit, but really, what's new and exciting is that every year we are able to serve more people. The people who come to us, we are able to accommodate them. And so that's really exciting.
Tracy, where are you from?
I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha. How'd you get here?
I went to school at the University of Kansas and moved to Wichita for my first job at the American Cancer Society.
All right.
So. Thought I would live here a year. And here I am, you know, 33 years later.
Do you have family still up in Nebraska then?
My parents are still in Nebraska, okay. Yes.
And when you were a child growing up in Omaha, Nebraska, what do you think you were going to be when you grew up?
A teacher, interior decorator, an architect, you know, all kinds of different things. It did become clear to me when I was in college that I wanted to do something where I was giving back to the community. So I just have a liberal arts degree, but with an emphasis in nonprofit management.
Okay.
And I have, through my career, I've mostly worked in nonprofit. And so it just, you know, I have a heart for that, and it just fills my heart. You know, we have an obligation to help the people who are in our community, and I'm so fortunate that I get.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get to do that through my work.
All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us. We've done this program once before.
I appreciate you having me back.
Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
That would be wonderful.
And you can tell us what that new secret project
we'll
is.
We'll let you know. Yes.
Our guest is Tracy Kennedy, Executive Director, Catholic Charities of Wichita. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2025. And we'll be back next week. Thank you all for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.